We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN talking USD 383 with Manhattan Ogden Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade and Jardine Coleman, School Board President, joining us here on the Zoom call here today. School Board meets at 6:30 tonight, and we have some announcements from Michelle Jones out of the school district. She's the Communications Director Extraordinaire, and Jardine's got some announcements she's going to tell us about.
Yeah, I will start with Michelle's announcements. That first, we're really excited about announcing the USD 383 Teachers of the Year. Lindsay Umscheid, she's a first grade teacher at Frank Bergman Elementary School. And then Emily Yeager, she's a language arts teacher at Eisenhower Middle School. Both of them have been selected as the Teachers of the Year, and we're going to have a special recognition for them at the November 17th Board of Education meeting. And I saw the list of the nominees from all of the different schools. And just, you know, once again, we're so proud of how many wonderful teachers we've got. And just for these two to be identified as the Teachers of the Year is quite a, you know, recognition of their abilities. Also, hard to believe, but it's the early reminder that there's no school for all USD 383 students November 22nd to the 26th. That's Thanksgiving week. So the 22nd to the 26th, no school for students. And again, that'll be posted on our website. Also, I'll take a couple minutes just to talk about our pandemic plan that we did at the most recent board meeting. Made a change to our plan. I think most people know about that. But today's day three of our updated plan, where masks are optional at Manhattan High School, both East Campus and West Campus. And this plan is in effect from November 1st to November 19th. So we will have a review going back to the board meeting November 17th to talk about how our metrics are going, how things go along the lines of our plan. But we still do have masks required at the other sites where there's students, early learning, elementary, middle school, and really want people to know, and on buses, that buses by federal law, people need to wear masks on those buses. And so far, people have done a great job with wearing the masks, and, you know, not surprised by that at all. We also have some things going on with Riley County Health Department. They're starting to offer boosters for the employees who are interested in that. It's not required, but we do have those booster opportunities with the health department. And also, people haven't seen it, there's a short video by school nurse Mindy Sturm. It talks about COVID testing options for students and staff. It's on our website and on our social media feeds. That It's Mindy talking about the testing options and what that means. So and then also, you know, there is that announcement now that that students, children ages 5 to 11, you know, it's been approved for the vaccine for emergency use. So we'll be making plans here in the near future about, you know, having those options available for people. Again, definitely not required or anything like that, but it's great news for a lot of people who have been looking forward to being able to get those younger students vaccinated.
Certainly, and you know, that might be a game changer here with some of the pandemic plan. I would assume, possibly. Do you anticipate that may play some role in kind of how things work out with masks in the future on that, Dr. Wade?
Well, you know, definitely so. That as we plan looking into the future, you know, the possibility of this occurring around this time frame, you know, looked like really it was probable, and it did play into our recent decision about opening things up at the high school with this as a possibility for the earlier grades later on. We will have our medical advisory meet again next week, talk about just, you know, how is the plan going, what does this new information mean for us. Will we be able to actually have the vaccines available, and how soon? And I know Michelle Jones has already been working people on, you know, tentative plans for due vaccination clinics for those younger students. Again, this is that pre-planning, but November 13th, December 4th, possible vaccination clinics for the 5 to 11 year olds. So something for people to look forward to.
You know, with all the federal mandates that have come down, we saw K-State a few weeks ago mandating vaccines for its employees because of kind of some requirements they have tied in with the federal government. I know the school district gets federal money. There's no chance that that would come into play here at some point, would there be?
Let me answer just one quick part of that, and then we'll see what Jardine says. But so far, the only mandate we've received would be Head Start employees, and that's been in place for a while now. That Head Start employees, as a federal program, do have to be vaccinated by January. But that's as far as we've heard as far as required vaccinations of staff or students. And then what I was just talking about just applied to Head Start staff.
Okay. Jordan, do you have anything to add to that?
Nope. I think he was throwing it to me for donations and grants, which I will gladly pick that up.
Okay.
So we have just one to announce this week, and that's a $500 cash donation from Kansas State Bank to Manhattan High School for the orchestra trip to Louisiana. And if any of you remember, I believe this is one of the trips that was asked about even last year, in just preparing ahead of time, knowing that COVID was still happening, knowing that there's just lots of restrictions happening. And I'm very excited that the community is supporting our students, especially our fine arts students, to be able to do some of these events and opportunities that otherwise wouldn't be possible. So we're very thankful for that donation from Kansas State Bank.
Absolutely. Always good to see the donations come in here. And, you know, there's other good news here in terms of activities. I understand some good recognition here for some tennis players, right?
Yes, for our Jillian Harkin. She is the 6A state girls single tennis champion. That she, you know, she had an outstanding season. She's a junior, and she ended up with a 32-2 record this year and won first in state. And she's only the second girl from Manhattan High to win state in tennis in history. So, you know, a great accomplishment. And she came in third her freshman year, second at state her sophomore year, and then won the whole thing this year. So, you know, we're extremely proud of her, not just from the athletics activity side, but just overall academically, every other way. She, you know, just an outstanding student.
Absolutely. Congratulations to her. And, you know,
And we will be recognizing her tonight at the board meeting.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Well, that's good to see that. And I know fall activities are wrapping up as far as sports are concerned. The football team plays this Friday against Gardner-Edgerton, which we'll have here on K-Man. And it's been a good year for the football team. And I think they only have, one loss?
Yes.
So,
yep, and looking forward to seeing that. It should be a really good game.
Absolutely. And basketball, I'm guessing, will probably begin soon. Wrestling as well?
Yeah, here we go. It's getting that transition time.
Yeah, well, good to see, and always neat to hear those good stories here from the athletes. Anything else here before we wrap things up, you guys?
I might just add another report that we've got tonight following along those same lines would be Vicki Klein and Tracy Newell from Anthony and Eisenhower. The middle schools are going to be giving their annual activities participation report. And it's in our board packets, but a lot of information about athletic opportunities, activities that go on in the schools, that there's lots of opportunities for our students to be involved in a wide array of things. So always look forward to getting that report and how many students are taking advantage of those opportunities. So that's on the agenda for tonight.
Yep, we're looking forward to seeing everyone. Hopefully you can tune in online and watch our meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. 6:30 p.m. Robinson Education Center. That's where the school board meets tonight. Jardine, thanks for being here with us. Dr. Wade, same to you. And we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.